Health officials are warning of the potential risks that come with our extreme heat. Chris Seatons has more.
This heat wave is expected to last for a while yet, and dealing with the heat isn't always easy, especially if your home isn't equipped for it. Dr. Jamie Ramos is a family medicine physician with Optum in Glendale.
People who don't have air conditioning, who tend to be more in the coastal areas of the county, if you're elderly with no air conditioner, you can sort of like underestimate the impact because they're not heat conditioned for the stress of heat because they're normally in cooler environments, and then you get the double whammy of the high temperature in an enclosed space.
Much of Southern California, the built-up urban area, are considered heat islands. The EPA says a heat island is an urban area where buildings and roads are highly concentrated and greenery is limited. When the sun bears down, keep in mind walking across the sizzling hot cement of a parking lot feels much different than strolling down the path of a tree-lined park. I'm Chris Seatons, KNX News 97.1 FM.